Listening Library presents A Semi-Definitive List of Worst Nightmares by Crystal Sutherland. Read for you by Tara Sands. For Chelsea and Shanae, and everyone who's ever been afraid, you are braver than you realize. Chapter 1. The Boy at the Bus Stop. Esther Solar had been waiting outside Lilac Hill Nursing and Rehabilitation Center for half an hour when she received word that the curse had struck again. Rosemary Solar, her mother, explained over the phone that she would no longer, under any circumstances, be able to pick her daughter up. A cat, black as night, with demon yellow slits for eyes, had been found sitting atop the hood of the family car. An omen dark enough to prevent her from driving. Esther was unfazed. The spontaneous development of phobias was not a new phenomenon in the Solar family, and so she made her way to the bus stop 4 blocks from Lilac Hill, her red cape billowing in the evening breeze and drawing a few stares from strangers along the way. On the walk, she thought about who normal people would call in a situation such as this. Her father was still interred in the basement he'd confined himself to 6 years ago. Eugene was AWOL. Esther suspected he'd slipped through another gap in reality. It happened to Eugene from time to time. And her grandfather no longer possessed the fine motor skills required to operate a vehicle. Not to mention that he couldn't remember that she was his granddaughter.